Welcome into the Fanatic at 5. I am Jamie Lynch. Good morning, everyone. In with me today is not Eitan Shander, who is actually out sick today, but none other than Bob Cooney. Bob, welcome to the 5 a.m. hour.
I'm sick, but I'm here, James. I'm here for you, buddy.
Not all heroes wear capes, Bob. But yes, if you're good morning. Hopefully some end of your days for you third shifters out there. But if you're just tuning in, the Phillies-Yankees is the story from last night. And I got to tell you, we were there last night for a Comcast Xfinity event. And what, had to be easily 60%, if not 70% Yankees fans.
We got there early, and we were watching people walking in. At one point, you said, oh, my God, look at that line. And it was like, we got out of the car, and we're walking to the stadium. And I'm like, oh, my God, so far it's 100% to nothing, Yankees fans.
It was pretty overwhelming when they scored their runs. The stadium erupted. It sounded like we were at an away game last night.
Yeah.
And I'd be lying if I said it didn't bother me a little bit. I understand it, but it still was overwhelming in the amount of Yankees fans that were there last night. And I got to tell you, there's some obnoxious people. Yeah, and my wife.
Oh, okay. hey, pot, meet kettle.
Hey, I'm not saying we're not obnoxious, but I'm not going to point that out. But like literally, there was this 12-year-old girl standing next to us. She was so obnoxious. She was it was three Yankees fans and one Phillies fan, and she kept like and it wasn't even like a cute, playful, like 12-year-old, you know, smack talk. It was like, we have 27 rings. What do you guys even have? And like, and I saw another couple like mocking the World Series trophies in Ashburn Alley, and this girl was mean to her grandfather. Like, he said something, and she goes, I didn't expect you to hear anyway.
Oh,
and my wife was like, "Can we move? This girl is like really on my nerves." And it was just kind of like the vibe. And
you're
like,
such a sensitive fan, Jamie.
I mean, a lot of like Knicks jerseys and just it was just I felt dirty.
If I saw one more Judge jersey walking around last night, it was overwhelming how many Yankees. We knew they were going to come down, and you made a good point when we were walking in. It's cheaper for them to come down here and go
probably,
to a game probably than it is to go to Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, there's no real way to drive to Yankee Stadium conveniently. So
right.
If you do drive, it's probably $100 parking, and you know, you got to take public transport, and it's just it's kind of a pain if you don't live in or around the city. So unfortunately, not much going on with the Phillies bats last night. They were pretty much dead. Unfortunately, one of the stories of the night was I got tweeted about it right as it happened. Reese Hoskins, I think it was the sixth inning, he struck out. And look, we've all been here where, you know, softball or baseball growing up otherwise, you didn't expect the ball to get by the pitcher. The catcher. And it was a loose ball situation. And look, if he was on it and in the zone, he probably could have made it to first base. But as he's walking off the field, a fan says something to him. And I guess he stewed on it for a second, came back out to the top step. And you can kind of make out the words he says. He says, oh, you want to go bat? Go bat. And then he walks down and then pops back up again, and he starts saying to the person, go home, go home. And actually, after the game, courtesy of NBC Sports Philly, they asked Reese about it. And look, he's been perfect. And in the grand scheme of things, this isn't a huge deal.
No, not at all.
It was just some frustration coming out. But here's Reese after the game talking about it.
Someone said something in the stands that obviously triggered me. I was pretty frustrated at the at-bat that I just had, and compounded the mistake, got caught up in the moment, and shouldn't happen, can't happen, but it did, and that's how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's going to die on the vine today. It's not a story that continues by any means.
No.
But it shows you he was a little frustrated last night. And Mr. Positivity, Gabe Kapler, chimed in on the situation as well.
He was a little bit frustrated in that moment, and you know, Reese always says and does the right thing. He's always standing up for his teammates. He's imperfect. He gets frustrated just like anybody else.
Yep. Mr. Positivity, just bringing it back to the human level.
Wait, somebody's imperfect?
Yeah.
Wow, that's about as negative as you're going to get from Gabe.
I would bet you that Gabe says he's imperfect as well, Bob.
Yeah. Well, I think we all know that.
Yeah. But. Well, the Yankees were coming off a three-game sweep in Tampa, so, you know, not shocking news. Vinny Velasquez pitched overall, a pretty good game.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, he was, it was Vinny-like. You know, you're up to like 80 pitches in the fourth inning, whatever it may be. And that's okay. He battled last night. And I didn't mind that. I mean, he really did battle. He still seems to get so frustrated at times. Like you see, you know, he gives up a walk or something and the next pitch is in the dirt, like a 90 mile an hour fastball that's like landing 5 feet before the plate. But I just think he needs to mature on the mound a little bit.
Yeah.
His stuff is there.
And he hasn't gotten hurt yet this year. So
no
muscle injuries or anything like that. So overall, been a pretty good year from VV. I guess in some bullpen news, unfortunately, who I thought has been your second best pitcher all year, Ramos gets sent down with a little shoulder impingement, 10-day DL, and Hector Neris comes back up to fill his spot on the roster, and he was, you know, serviceable last night. And
Hector!
Love yourself some Hector. I like myself some Odubre.
Yeah,
I think he's a nice player. But yeah, Neris came in and, you know, hopefully he figured out what was going on with his splitter, gets his location back, because if he can give you, I think he's allowed 8 home runs in 27 innings this year.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, wow. It's not good. So,
no, that's not good.
In other news, it was the NBA award show, Bob, last night. I know you DVR'd that.
Oh,
I
can't wait to watch it when I get home today.
Well, outside of the actual awards itself, you know who was in the news last night?
I don't.
A top 50 all-timer. He was at the award show.
Oscar Robertson.
Close. It was the Lifetime Achievement Award for Oscar Robertson, presented by none other than Charles Barkley. And guess who flipped him off when he was walking to the stage? Bill Russell.
Flipped off Barkley?
He flipped off Barkley, and NBA TV caught it.
Are you serious? Was he just joking around?
Yeah, he was joking around. He tweeted out afterwards. He said something along the lines of, "Sorry, I forgot I was on TV. It's a natural reaction when I see Charles."
Bill Russell tweets?
Yeah.
Seriously, Bill Russell tweets.
Yeah, man. You're not following?
Wow. No, I don't think I am, but that's pretty good that he tweets.
Yeah, it's great. So he kind of went viral last night for flipping off Charles. And
nice.
Yeah, that's always nice to see. Setting a nice example for the kids. But the big news locally, it's finally over. The great rookie of the year debate, we can finally close.
There was really a debate?
Nah, well, I mean,
that was so stupid.
I mean, we all knew he was going to do it. But a brilliant marketing campaign by Adidas to make it more of a news story than it probably actually was. And Donovan Mitchell pulled up last night to the award ceremony in a black minivan with white rookie question mark written on the side of the minivan. And look, you got to give it to Adidas. They made a hell of a marketing campaign out of it.
Yes, they did.
But here is Ben thanking the fans, his family, and the city of Philadelphia.
I'd like to thank my family to start with, family, friends. You know, I wouldn't be here without them. And my teammates, of course, and my great coach. And the city of Philadelphia for really embracing me and my family. So, thank you.
Yeah, it was nice. He went over to Josh Harris and Embiid and you know, it was a nice moment. Happy for Ben. I think he knew it was coming the whole time, too, but
yeah, we talked about it the other day. I think we were off the air. Like, I just didn't see the I thought it was all made up drama. I mean, there was no doubt Ben Simmons is the rookie of the year. Donovan Mitchell had a great year, nice year. But like, you know,
there's a little bit of comps that were going around lately to Donovan Mitchell and Zaire Smith in terms of similar body types, similar type of college production. So if Zaire Smith becomes three quarters of what Donovan Mitchell was, I think that's a win that we're all very happy with.
Yeah, it was funny in Summer League last year, Donovan Mitchell out in Las Vegas was one of those must watch guys.
Yeah.
Like he, after the first day, you would see like a mad rush to one of the gyms. Oh, what's going on? Donovan Mitchell's playing. So you would rush over there to watch him. He was he's that dynamic.
Yeah, I just listened. He was actually on the JJ Redick podcast last week. Last week, and I listened to it, and he is a likable guy outside of this rookie of the year crying.
It's whatever.
But Ben talked about how close of a race it was between Jason Tatum and the aforementioned Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, for me, I'm obviously happy I won the award, so I try not to let, you know, the media hype things up or fans or whatever it is, just because I know, you know, I'm doing what I love and I did what I could on the floor. And obviously it was enough, but then that doesn't take anything away from Jason or Donovan. They had excellent, amazing, tremendous season. And what they were able to accomplish was great. I mean, if I played last year, one of them would have had it.
Yeah, well, you didn't. And the rookie of the year is yours now, Ben. And you know, take your tears, Donovan Mitchell, and go bottle them up and sell them somewhere else.
Yeah, it's a shame that Ben lumps the media in there. Like, that always gets me up a little bit, James. Like, if the media's going to play this up. It wasn't the media that played it up. Yeah. It was Donovan Mitchell.
Well, and Adidas. It was a great marketing scheme by them. You know, all it cost them was a hoodie and a stupid van last night.
That's right. A minivan at that.
And they made it a race.
Yeah.
In other news last night, the NFL Network completed their NFL top 100 players. They slow leak it out by, you know, the packets of 10, basically. So last night was the final 10. Now, there's an Eagle in this final 10, Bob. If you had to guess who it was.
I didn't look at the list, but if I had to guess, I would say Jason Peters.
No.
Let's go Fletcher Cox.
No.
Wow, who you got?
Oh, Anthony's going to have a problem with you.
Oh, Carson is in the top 10?
His redheaded son is in the top 10. All right, here, I'm going to count you.
Anthony's going to have a problem with you.
That Carson wasn't the first thing off your mouth, off your tongue. What number do you think he was in the top 10?
8.
Lower.
9, 10.
Lower.
Oh, higher.
Higher, yeah.
5?
Higher.
3.
Carson Wentz comes in at number 3 on the NFL Top 100 Players Award.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, right?
Like, wow, that's awesome.
It's not...
Who's 1 and 2, obviously?
1 is Tom Brady.
I've heard of him.
You know, whatever.
Yeah.
He's pretty good still. And 2 is Antonio Brown.
Wow.
That's pretty good company.
It's real good company.
I feel like it's rare that Philadelphia, well, at least Eagles, get this type of recognition. Maybe it's because we haven't had the players to...
I was just looking at the door waiting for Anthony to burst in and say, you should be number one!
I have a feeling we'll hear that later today. So real quick, the number 10 was Aaron Rodgers. Number 9, Von Miller. Number 8, Drew Brees. Number 7, Aaron Donald. Number 6, Todd Gurley. Number 5, Le'Veon Bell. Number 4, Julio. I dropped the game-winning touchdown pass in the NFC divisional round game in Philadelphia. Jones.
Did he drop it? Did he get his hands on it?
He should have called. He catches that probably 8 out of 10 times. Let's say if we're being honest. There was a little bit of luck on our side that night.
No question.
Number 3, Carson Wentz. Number 2, Antonio Brown. And number 1, Tom Brady.
Wow.
So very cool to see. Ultimately, it doesn't mean a ton or really anything for that matter. But I do think some players... I'd have to look into that. Tyler, maybe you can check out if the players actually vote on that themselves. I think there might be some player voting. So if that's the case, very cool to see Carson. And you'd have to think if he won the Super Bowl last year, there's a good chance he might be number 1. Right?
Where's Nick Foles on that list?
Yeah, right?
Since you guys are building him a statue, shouldn't he be in that top 10?
I mean, you know, Bob, you see that statue, you get a nice smile on your face, everybody wins.
I was fine last night going to Citizens Bank Park, walking past Lincoln Financial Field, not seeing a statue.
Yeah. In other news, we are, I believe, is it 4 days away from NBA free agency now?
July 1st.
4 days till NBA free agency. And the news that came out yesterday, not that it's really news, but LeBron James says he does not want any elaborate pitches from teams. Duh.
What do you pitch LeBron James?
Well, that's the thing. He's got to be the smartest guy in the league. He knows the landscape of the league better than anyone. He knows every roster construction. He knows who the GM and president is, and he knows their training facility. The guy knows everything.
This was one of the most telling interviews of the year. I think he played a game in Boston on a Wednesday, and they were coming to Philadelphia on a Friday. And somebody threw in like a last question, like, oh, you go to Philly Friday, what do you think of them? Or whatever it was, Toronto, whoever they had, I forget. Yeah. And he went down their lineup, down to Robert Covington, down to guys coming off the bench, knew their rotations.
Yeah.
Like, the guy just got done playing a game, and he's already in Philadelphia mode, almost like it's a playoff thing.
Yeah.
And all it is a regular season game.
Was it that last one of the year where it was for seeding? Was it
the one that we went to that Friday night?
That was a big game.
I thought it was before. Yeah, it was a big game.
That was ultimately the deciding factor between the 3 and 4 seed.
Right. But just the fact that you just got done a game.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday or Wednesday night, whatever it was, and you know the rotation of the next team that you're playing, down to Robert Covington, down to Bellinelli coming off the bench. Like, that's, the guy is amazing.
He really is. I mean, just remember that play in the playoffs where they asked him to go through his, basically photographic memory, and he described every single thing that happened on the court.
Well, yeah, like 5 possessions in a row.
So I wasn't surprised to hear he doesn't want to take pitches. You know, he's not Kevin Durant sitting up in East Hampton, saying, come to me in your private jets and sell me. He already knows, don't you think? I think maybe the Kawhi
thing.
He's
battling a little bit. Yeah.
I think the Kawhi thing maybe is holding up the landscape a little bit, but I think he knows.
I think the family is a big part of it. I really do. I think that he's checking with his kids to see where they want to go. His son, I think, is either entering high school or in high school.
I think he's going to be a freshman next year.
Okay. I saw he missed a dunk in an AAU game the other day.
Yeah, 13 years old.
Yeah, and people were giving him high fives. I was like, what the hell are you giving him a high five for?
He missed a layup.
Had a chance to get 2 points and he didn't take it.
Height wasn't the problem on that dunk, though. He just kind of, he actually overthrew it.
Yeah. I think it's probably his hands are too small. Yeah, he couldn't grip it and get it down. But yeah, I don't think there's any courting needed for LeBron. No. I think LeBron can just sit back and how do you court a LeBron James? Like, we've been talking about this before on the morning show. What do you bring somebody in that he hasn't, that's taken the LeBron, they want to meet LeBron. Yeah. Not that LeBron wants to meet them.
He idolized Iverson growing up. He said, on the record many times, MJ's the GOAT, but Iverson was like my idol. Like, he had posters of Iverson on his walls.
You think the Sixers should get Allen up to Akron, Ohio?
Yeah, why not, right? Say, hey, LeBron, I know you're concerned about your family. Here's your own private jet stream. Just take that, and you can live in Cleveland and just fly in for practice and games. We got gas. Don't worry about that. Here's the black card. And
if we can fly Meek Mill out of prison, we can fly you back and forth after games.
Oh, and have you met Allen Iverson? Yeah. Allen, why don't you go hang with LeBron for a little bit?
By the way. And if he has any business ventures you'd like to, we have a billionaire, Josh Harris, who kind of, he gets into soccer, too.
Yeah, no kidding aside, though, that would be, if there was a actual pitch to make him, the hedge fund group of the ownership would be maybe my lead.
Yeah, that would be rather enticing.
Because part of the reason the Warriors are so successful is they have all the Oracle and kind of tech guru CEOs out there. And one thing they do, and Kevin Durant's been on the record talking about this, and Iguodala's a big part of it as well, is the owners are teaching the players about tech investment.
Yeah.
And they're making a lot of money off of that. So when you see Klay Thompson rumored to be taking $50 million less, he could be making that $50 million right back in tech investments from his owners.
And it's great that the players do this.
Yeah.
It really is. It's they were doing internships back when I was covering the NBA. A lot of the players would do internships, up in New York and on Wall Street and different things like that. And you think, oh, yeah, that's funny. But no, these guys, they're making their money. And my God, do they have to make more money? But it's a recruiting tool now for ownership groups.
And if I'm Harris and Rubin and Blitzer and those guys, I say, hey, LeBron, let me show you how I run my business. And let me teach you a couple things that I know in my world.
Yeah.
And money talks. And that's money.
Yes, it does.
That's money outside of a max contract that's talking. Right. So.
Because when you think about it, people, you have to think of these players are so addicted to challenges. That's what drives them. That's what they thrive on when they play these games, when they go through a season. And we've all talked about it, LeBron basically is now in just a mode that he's just challenging himself. So that's going to keep going after he's done playing basketball. And how do you challenge yourself? Well, it becomes the business world then.
Yeah.
So they could offer that. That's a good point,
Jake.
And if he
wants to, he's said he wants to own a team one day. Look, he's got money to do that, and I'm sure he wouldn't have a hard time finding some backup investors. But if he wants to really get into the next stratosphere, and we're talking the B word, not the M word
yeah,
anymore.
Right, exactly.
Working with some hedge fund guys might not be a bad way to get there.
Could push him over to that B.
Yeah.
To the B slot.
Yeah. So 4 days away, it's going to ramp up the next couple days, and we'll see, but it's going to be fun. So the NBA Awards show last night, let me just run through the awards here with you and see if there's any. And here's the only beef I have with it. LeBron James now hasn't won the MVP of the league since 2012-2013. There's no denying that he is the league's most valuable player, right?
Oh, God, no.
If you take him off the Cavaliers, they're not even a player. They might be an 8 seed.
He is head and shoulders above everyone else
in
the league.
It's not even close.
Still at the age of, what is he now, 33, 30, or 35?
33. I think he'll be 34 soon. But when you look at, Harden, very nice player. LeBron James beats him in every statistical category this year outside of points per game. Steph Curry, great player. Kevin Durant, great player. But nobody's more important to their team than LeBron James.
You get punished for being head and shoulders above everybody. It's like, he's the best, but who had the best season. You know, you're trying to, like, go off track, and I don't see why.
So when I realized that it's been since 2012, 2013, since LeBron won the MVP, I'm going, this isn't right.
It isn't. And I used to be one of those voters, and it's I was always the guy like, all right, look, there's no doubt. Yeah. Boom. Harden, great season. Yeah, it's super. Boom.
Yeah.
Like, it's LeBron James.
Yeah. So Harden wins the MVP of the league last night. You know, a little beef there, but, you know, he had a great year. Averaged 30 points a game, 8 assists, you know, all that stuff. But LeBron James was right behind him at 28 points, 9 assists. So, you know, Anthony Davis, you could have made a case for, too. But it's almost like they're giving it, like Russell Westbrook had to get it last year because he averaged a triple-double.
Yeah.
He averaged a triple-double this year, too. Yeah.
It's like the in thing. Who's the in guy to vote for?
Yeah.
It's not so much like who was the best.
Yeah,
the
it's
MVP.
Not. It's a rotating popularity thing. And next year, watch, it'll probably be Anthony Davis because he hasn't gotten one yet.
Yeah.
And that'll be the justification for it.
Yep.
Well, he's always a top five player and he hasn't won yet, so he's got to get it. Rookie of the year, as we went over, Ben Simmons wins it over Donovan Mitchell and Jason Tatum. The league's most improved player, you can't argue with this one even a little bit, and Victor Oladipo gets it. Clint Capella comes in second, who you could have made a nice case for.
Sure.
But nobody had the year Victor did. And how happy is Indiana that they got something back in that trade?
Yeah.
Actually worth building around. Defensive player in the year, our large 7'2" Cameroonian son came in second to Rudy Gobert. I think Gobert missed about 20, 25 games or so, but he's still very deserving of the award.
Yeah.
Lou Williams, Sweet Lou, gets the Sixth Man of the Year award. I think that's his second, if not third time winning it.
At least second, I believe.
At least second.
Yeah.
So when you look at his numbers, Lou had 22 5 game last year with, you know, 5.5 assists. That's pretty impressive. He's going to end up having, like, what, he came in the league at 18? So he's probably going to have close to a 20-year career.
Yeah, and he's just, like, he's amazing in that. And when Lou was with the Sixers, he and I were pretty close. He just doesn't change. Like, he still has that 18-year-old body. You know, mm-hmm. He still has that bounce. He still has just, like, he walks into a room and he's shaking and bopping and ready to go.
He's got, like, a great personality, too,
right? Oh, my God. Great personality. Great dude.
He's 31 now. So, yeah, he's already, which is crazy to think about. He's already been in the league, like, 13 years. You know? It's like, what?
He can put in 5 more easy.
Yeah. And Coach of the Year, Dwayne Casey.
Dwayne Casey.
Who was fired and now found himself out in Detroit. It's a little weird to win Coach of the Year and then get fired. But I don't think it's the first time it's happened.
Probably not. And it wouldn't surprise me that if at some point the team that represented the Eastern Conference in the NBA Finals gets the axe, too, and Tyronn Lue.
Yeah,
so that would be a kind of an ironic one too.
Yeah, I think if LeBron goes, it's probably like, all right, Ty. Yeah.
Like, so you think about it: the guy that won Coach of the Year and the guy that got the Eastern Conference Finals
both could be gone.
Yeah,
pretty weird. Just as we round out the news stories, the Las Vegas Golden Knights are no longer doing group sales out to outside teams. And a lot of people think the Flyers, when they took over T-Mobile Arena out there, were a big reason for it. Mm. So good on you, Flyers fans, ending that. And the World Cup action today, we have 4 games. There's a couple good ones. At 10 a.m., we have Denmark and France, and then Australia, Peru. And then at 2 o'clock, we have Croatia, Iceland, and Nigeria, Argentina. The big story there is, will Lionel Messi show up? Because they have a chance to advance. It's not an easy one, but they need some serious goal scoring and they need a little bit of help.
What's Messi now? He's like 37?
No, I think he's
35?
I want to say like I think he's only 31.
Oh, is he really?
Well, yeah, he's just been dominant. He he's 31.
My
he was
fault.
Born
I
in 87.
Okay.
Yeah, well, he's been around and so dominant for so long that you just kind of forget, like him and Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
You know, they've been soccer for probably a decade at least.
And forever.
Forever. And Cristiano's 33. So Messi's certainly not going to help his World Cup reputation if he gets knocked out today. But that's kind of your roundup of the news. We'll be back on the other side talking about it. And your 5 a.m.'s hour sponsor is brought to you by Car Gurus. Go to cargurus.com today to find great deals from top-rated dealers near you. That's cargurus.com.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Attention business owners in need of cash. Small business owners can finally get the cash they need to fund their business. Yes, you heard that right. If you've been in business for at least 12 months, you could qualify for up to $80,000 or more in just days. This amazing new Get Cash for Your Business program says yes to business owners even when banks said no. Stop looking for someone to fund your business. Business owners nationwide are now getting approved fast for the money they need now to help grow their business, hire new employees, purchase equipment, fund payroll, or expand. Just call 800-796-0463 to get the cash you need to run your business. But hurry, this program won't last forever. Get up to $80,000 or more to help grow your business now. Just call 800-796-0463 to find out how to receive up to $80,000 or more. Call 800-796-0463. That's 800-796-0463. Hurry, get the cash you need for your business. Call 800-796-0463.
If you own heavy machinery, keeping it looking good and safe for the job can be a struggle in time, money, and energy, but it doesn't have to be. For a turnkey solution, including welding, sandblasting, and painting, call Global Metalworks. Global does it all under one roof. Also, look to Global for steel fabrication and custom welding services with a CWI on staff for engineering design and build solutions and equipment modifications. Visit BlastWeldPaint.com or call 267-404-3800. BlastWeld Paint, 267-404-3800.
I used to have a sweet tooth. Had it removed when I was a kid. So what do I crave instead of chocolate? A big red box from Grainger. Grainger satisfies my craving for great customer service with 24/7 support, effortless ordering, and same-day pickup or next-day delivery options. No busy signals, no cavities. I love Grainger. You know why? Because when it comes to reliable product and technical support, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Celebrate the 4th with $4 during Aaron's 4th of July event. You heard right. Just $4 gets you started leasing to own top brands in furniture, electronics, and appliances with no credit needed. And as always, there's free delivery and setup. So celebrate the 4th because just $4 gets you started. Visit a participating Aaron's store or Aaron's.com. June 29th through July 4th during Aaron's 4th of July event.
July 1st and 4th online only. Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Attention real estate developers. Bob Marino's at Spring Garden Lending, specializing in bridge loans to acquire, rehab, construct, and refinance investment properties. Spring Garden Lending. Faster than a bank. Cheaper than alternative lenders.
More great sports talk coming up right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Adventure Aquarium. Explore our largest penguin colony ever at Penguin Park. A new outdoor experience featuring African penguins in an all-new soft play area. Visit AdventureAquarium.com to buy your tickets today.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
With the Quicksilver card from Capital One, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase. Unlimited? Unlimited? Unlimited! Unlimited!
Unlimited!
Any way you say it, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase just sounds good. Capital One, what's in your wallet? What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA NA.
All right, everyone. You're probably doing something right now like working or fishing or driving or building a three-story doghouse. So I'll keep this short. Peanuts, caramel. That's what's in a payday bar. Simple. Nuts, that's power food. Caramel, that's just plain good. Fits in your hand, good. Easy to open, great. Easy to eat, even greater. It gives you the energy to keep doing whatever you're doing. And it tastes darn good, too. All right, good talk. Grab a payday bar and get back to doing. Payday, get to it.
Come into Lowe's for savings to help you get out and enjoy the sights, sounds, and flavors of summer. Add sizzle to your backyard with a Charbroil 5-burner gas grill. Made to last and now only $199. Restock your edible garden with 2.32-ounce Bonnie veggies and herbs, now 3 for $12. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 627. Bonnie offer excludes Hawaii. See store for details.
Fanatic Philly Sports Talk. Now 1 hour earlier with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch. The Fanatic at 5. Weekday mornings at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome in. Eitan Shander not with us this morning. He is out sick today, but in with me is Bob Cooney. I am Jamie Lynch. You're listening to The Fanatic at 5, and we appreciate you listening. The story last night in town, the Yankees and their droves of fans took over Citizens Bank Park last night.
Ugh.
And we were both there, Bob, and our guesstimate is 60%, if not closer to 70% Yankees fans that were there. It was overwhelming.
It was. It was. And as you were talking about earlier, they don't just come and sit and watch the game. They're pretty boisterous.
Ugh. It was, you know, that I think it was the fourth inning they got their first run. And that's when it really, like, dawned on me, because the stadium erupted. You just saw people stand. It was jarring. And, yeah. You know, look, the Phillies haven't been packing the house this year attendance-wise. Attendance is down all over Major League Baseball. But that stunk. Seeing that many Yankees fans, and you know, I don't think it's going to get better the next two nights.
Oh, no. And especially with them coming off a win last night. You got the great pitching matchup tonight. Like, it's going to be probably 60-40 again.
Yep.
Huge walk-up crowd appeared last night because we were there early.
It was a sellout. I asked the girl that was escorting us to our Xfinity event we were going to. I said, is it a sellout tonight? And she said, last I looked, there was about 500 tickets left.
Yeah.
And she goes, and they were all standing room, and I'd imagine those are gone. So I think it was an official sellout, and I would expect the next two, based on the amount of Yankees fans we saw, to sell that out. And yeah, I got to tell you, they are an obnoxious fan base. They really are. Like, I've been to a game at Yankee Stadium, and obviously, you know, I was with friends and a cousin. You don't feel... You were outnumbered drastically up there. They, I think, were breathing a little confident because the stadium was 70% Yankees fans. So I think their obnoxiousness got taken up a level.
Yeah, so you had all that come into play, and then it was like a microcosm of what's been ailing the Phillies so far this year. They just couldn't hit the ball. Would they wind up with three hits, I think? And
the first came in, I want to say, the fifth inning.
Yeah, yeah. And Vinny, you know, Vinny battled. Yeah. I mean, Vinny gave you, like, it was kind of one of his typical outings where you're like, the pitch count's rising because that's what everybody watches now. But he battled, and it was a nice outing by him. It's a shame they couldn't get backed by any runs. But that Yankees lineup, like, you're sitting there, James, the whole night, and you're just like, all right,
it doesn't stop.
Explode. It doesn't stop. That's a great way of putting it. It doesn't
you're
stop.
You're like, where's the break in the lineup? Where's the break in the lineup?
Like, you're sitting there, and you know, you're watching these guys come up, and you're, Torres is batting seventh?
I know.
Like, what?
It's ridiculous.
That's how hot, that's how good they are.
It's, I'm torn the better lineup, Red Sox or Yankees. Red Sox probably have the edge because of pitching, because Chris Sale's just a freakazoid.
Right.
But lineup-wise, it's fun to look at those two and kind of, which would I rather have? And
yeah.
I don't know, honestly.
Yeah, and the hard part is that you limited them to seven hits last night, only four runs, and you lose. That might be the fewest.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like you sat on that powder keg last night.
Yep.
And you couldn't come away with a win. So it's going to be difficult two games for
Tyler asked, would you take Sale or Severino?
Ooh.
And I guess because of age, you have to consider Severino. But Chris Sale.
I think I go Sale.
Sale might be the best.
That's a good question, Ty. No, Ty's disagreeing with
Tyler
me.
Tyler goes Severino.
Yeah.
I mean, Sale's probably been the best pitcher in baseball. And that includes, I think, Clayton Kershaw and Bumgarner and over the last 2-3 years. So it's hard. If you're going longevity, yeah, Severino's probably the better option. But I think in the now, if you had one game, I'm going Chris Sale.
I'm going Sale.
Phillies averaged 24.7 thousand fans per night, which is 66% full of the stadium. Comes in 19th in the league. That's,
wow.
And look, I get it. It's
sure.
You know, it's expensive to take a family of four down to the game and all of that. And it's, you know, it's great. I love watching on TV. So, you know, I get it. But, you know, when you see that many Yankees fans, it's alarming. And there was a 12-year-old girl next to my wife and I that maybe she ends up in the Bagster today. Because she was obnoxious. I did not enjoy her presence.
You're so sensitive.
And just the obnoxious Yankee fans everywhere. So it was awful. But the other news last night was the NBA awards show. Our favorite son, Ben, takes home the NBA Rookie of the Year award, and here he was on stage talking about it.
I'd like to thank my family to start with, family, friends. You know, I wouldn't be here without them. And my teammates, of course, and my great coach, and the city of Philadelphia for really embracing me and my family. So, thank you.
That was nice. He gave the city a shout out.
Absolutely.
I watched it with Addie last night, just real quick on Twitter, like on our Uber ride home. And she goes, oh, that's really nice. He thanked the city. And I was like, yeah, you know what? That was nice.
You know, Addie sounds nothing like you. Your imitation of her is
so
horrible.
I had assumed that she'd heard my imitation of her.
She did. Yeah. I asked her last night.
She goes, what imitation?
Now, there you go. That's it.
And I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, she's nowhere so, close
thanks,
to that.
Thanks for throwing me down the river there,
yeah,
Bob.
No problem.
But Ben Simmons, very gracious, I think. I'm glad. I think he is happy it's over and it's behind him now. And he talked about the race between him, Tatum, and Mitchell.
Yeah, for me, I'm obviously happy I won the award, so try not to let, you know, the media hype things up or fans or whatever it is, just because I know, you know, I'm doing what I love and I did what I could on the floor. And obviously it was enough, but then that doesn't take anything away from Jason or Donovan. They had excellent, amazing, tremendous season, and what they were able to accomplish was great. I mean, if I played last year, one of them would have had it.
Yeah, I mean, but you didn't, Ben, and you're the Rookie of the Year or not. The precedent was sent with Blake Griffin several years ago, so yeah. You can't just go back and change the way you give out awards now. So take your award and enjoy it.
If you're a Sixers fan, just hope that this Rookie of the Year turns out better than your last one.
Yeah, I don't think Markel is going to be in the running next year.
This year. Yeah, right.
Let's hope Zaire Smith is in next year.
Let's hope.
Let's hope he's the Donovan Mitchell.
I don't think so, but let's hope.
I mean, I don't think anybody knew thought Donovan Mitchell was going to be in the running this year out in Utah, so you never know.
You never know. That's a great part of sports.
And the rest of the NBA awards from last night, James Harden gets the MVP, which I think is, you know, kind of bogus because LeBron James not winning the MVP for the last 4 years is absurd.
I didn't realize that until you brought it up. It is. Yeah, I mean, he could obviously win it every year and probably should have won it at least a few times.
But it's almost like Jordan in the dunk contest. It's like, all right, we know you can win this every year, so we're going to give it to
you. Yeah, we know how great you are, but like, let's share.
So, I mean, James Harden had a great year, and he was just in the news saying he doesn't think the Rockets need to add anybody. So he's getting a little chesty a couple days out in free agency.
He's the Phil Mickelson of the NBA. He just enjoys being in second place all the time.
So Rookie of the Year, obviously, was Ben Simmons. Most Improved Player was Victor Oladipo. Defensive Player of the Year, Joel Embiid, comes in second to Rudy Gobert. Can't really argue against that one.
No, I don't have a problem
with
that.
And your boy Sweet Lou Williams takes home his second Sixth Man of the Year. And fired coach Dwayne Casey takes home Coach of the Year, which is just a weird, weird thing.
He's got a job in Detroit now, so he's good to go.
And another little piece of news last night, I know it'll make Anthony happy. The NFL Network released their top 100 players. The top 10 in the league came out last night, and this is voted on by players in the league.
Yeah.
So coming in at number 3, number 11, number 1 in Anthony's heart, Carson Wentz wins, or no, doesn't win, but comes in third in the top 100 players, and that's pretty cool.
It is.
You should have been second.
Especially that we know that it's other players in the league voting on it for a guy that's put in, you know, so limited amount of work. It is. It's great. It has to have your Eagles fans smiling. It has to make you wonder what the hell the people in Madden are looking at when they do their quarterback rankings. Yeah.
So counting down from 10, the top 10 list goes Aaron Rodgers, Von Miller, Drew Brees, Aaron Donald, Todd Gurley, Le'Veon Bell, Julio Jones, Carson Wentz, Antonio Brown, Tom Brady. Feels good.
Feels good.
So that's a nice little thing. And you'd have to think maybe if Carson won the Super Bowl, he might be number one.
Yeah, so that's why I'm wondering why isn't Nick Foles in that top 10.
But I think Carson's respect around the league is very, very real. Like, we had Mike Daniels in here last week, and just bringing up his name, he was like, oh, man, what a great dude. You know, just like... And that's, you know...
And the cool thing was, coming from someone else in the league, from another a player on another team, the way he was saying, we were talking to him so long after the show, because he's such a good dude, and him saying, like, you could see it right away. Mm-hmm. Like, you just knew he's really, really good. And him bringing up Aaron Rodgers, and Carson Wentz in the same breath.
Yeah.
For a guy who plays with Aaron Rodgers, that's pretty cool.
He would know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So other Phillies news real quick. Odubre Ramos heads to the DL with a shoulder impingement. Hector Neris rejoins the squad.
Hector.
He pitched last night. Let's hope his split is back. The Las Vegas Golden Knights have ceased group ticket sales to outside teams, and a lot of people believe that was the Flyers.
Well, it's funny because you would think that's the only way they could get going in, because it would be people visiting, obviously, and you didn't know how much fan base they would get. But after a great, great year, a great run by them, I guess the hometown people coughed it up.
Yeah, and Bill Russell went viral last night, flipping off Charles Barkley at the NBA Awards banquet.
Bill Russell's on Twitter. I still can't believe it.
He tweeted out afterwards, forgot I was on camera, just my natural reaction when I see Charles. And that's great.
I'll bet you a lot of people have that natural reaction when they see Charles.
Shaq definitely does.
Oh, yeah. You know, Charles. Some people probably mean it a little more than others. But
Charles is just the best. And World Cup action today, 10 o'clock, we have Denmark, France, Australia, Peru. And then at 2 o'clock, we have Croatia, Iceland, and Nigeria, Argentina. It's a big one for Messi. If he gets eliminated, man, there's a stink on him when it comes to the World Cup.
Yeah.
But you're listening to the Fanatic at 5. He's Bob Cooney in for a sick Eitan Shander. I'm Jamie Lynch. On the other side, we'll be joined by Anthony Gargano. And the morning show comes your way at 6 a.m. Fanatic Sports Time is 5:40.
The Fanatic at 5 on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Always overpromise. Advice you're likely to get from someone who owns a Ram truck. Because with the all-new 2019 Ram 1500, you're not only capable of always living up to expectations, but exceeding them. For instance, when your buddy forgets to mention that he's bringing his ATV, a half-faced cord of wood, and his new 8-rack smoker on your camping trip, no sweat, because you know a 2,300-pound payload capacity can handle it. Ram. Built to serve.
During the Ram 4th of July sales event, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $159 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Payload when properly equipped on 2019 models. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires daily contribution at least through Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 7-5.
If you own heavy machinery, keeping it looking good and safe for the job can be a struggle in time, money, and energy. But it doesn't have to be. For a turnkey solution, including welding, sandblasting, and painting, call Global Metalworks. Global does it all under one roof. Also, look to Global for steel fabrication and custom welding services. With a CWI on staff for engineering design and build solutions and equipment modifications. Visit BlastWeldPaint.com or call 267-404-3800. BlastWeld Paint, 267-404-3800.
10 never came home. 43 years after the end of the Vietnam War, there are still 1,600 servicemen missing in action, 10 from our own city. It's time to finally remember them and all POW MIAs with a monument at the Philadelphia Vietnam Veterans Memorial, where we honor all who served and our own 648 who were lost. Learn more about the Philadelphia Vietnam Veterans Memorial and how your help and donations can finally build a POW MIA monument at pvvm.org. That's pvvm.org.
With the Quicksilver card from Capital One, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase. Unlimited? Unlimited? Unlimited! Unlimited!
Unlimited!
Any way you say it, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase just sounds good. Capital One, what's in your wallet? What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
Oh, my stomach.
When you have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, stomach, diarrhea.
Girl, here's new Pepto-Bismol. It'll treat your stomach right.
Nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach,
try
diarrhea.
New Pepto-Bismol with Ultra Coating.
Worried about another sleepless night? Instead, try new ZzzQuil Pure Z's Melatonin Gummies. ZzzQuil Pure Z's is drug-free with an optimal dose of melatonin and unique blend of botanicals like lavender and chamomile to help you fall asleep naturally and wake with no next day grogginess. New ZzzQuil Pure Z's.
Come into Lowe's for savings to help you get out and enjoy the sights, sounds, and flavors of summer. Add sizzle to your backyard with a Charbroil 5-burner gas grill. Made to last and now only $199. Restock your edible garden with 2.32-ounce Bonnie veggies and herbs. Now 3 for $12. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 627. Bonnie offer excludes Hawaii. See store for details.
All right, everyone. You're probably doing something right now like working or fishing or driving or building a three-story doghouse. So I'll keep this short. Peanuts, caramel. That's what's in a payday bar. Simple. Nuts, that's power food. Caramel, that's just plain good. Fits in your hand, good. Easy to open, great. Easy to eat, even greater. It gives you the energy to keep doing whatever you're doing. And it tastes darn good, too. All right, good talk. Grab a payday bar and get back to doing. Payday, get to it.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Granger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection. You name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your BACK. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Things are about to change around here.
Catch up on the Philly sports you missed the night before. And what's coming up later in the day. The Fanatic at 5 with Eitan Shander and Jamie Lynch. This is new. Weekday mornings at 5. Live on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome into The Fanatic at 5. I am Jamie Lynch. In for a sick Eitan Shander today is Bob Cooney. And the story of the night last night, unfortunately, was the Yankees rats that came into Citizens Bank Park and took over. I did not have a pleasant experience with them. And look, like, you can have good, enjoyable moments with opposing sports fans. Not with the Yankees fans.
Wow, they really got to you. They got on your skin last night,
they irritated me. You should have seen this 12-year-old girl next to our group.
You're very thin skinned.
My wife asked if we could move because she was getting close to saying something to this 12-year-old.
And she treated her grandfather poorly, too?
Yeah, she said something mean to her grandfather.
I heard you say that.
Her grandfather said something to her, and she said something to him, and he was like, excuse me? She goes, yeah, I didn't expect you to hear it anyway because you're old.
I like this 12-year-old girl in the patient, too.
Like, that's horrible.
Yeah, and her father's
just
there.
She's like a Yankee fan.
Yeah. And she was with her dad, and if I hear 27 World Series one more, I heard it 9 times last night. There was a guy in the outfield mocking. They were like, look, they only have 2, and he's taking pictures. He's going, we got 27, we got 27. I was like, dude, I want to throw an apple at your face.
And thus, why we wanted to beat them so badly.
In 2011. Is that where you're going?
29.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. 09. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I'm going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 2011.
I had a buddy of mine say to me, because remember, I worked in New York for a long time.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine say to me that the fact that the Phillies beat the Rays wasn't a real World Series.
Oh, God. I get so tired of that.
And he, like, what do you say? They go, yeah, baseball took off that year, the year you won it. And the real World Series was the next year, and you lost. And you have no comeback.
You don't. You don't.
Gabe Kapler, was he on that 2008 Rays team? I think he might have been.
Was he?
I got to look that up.
Twins back then.
You might be right. I know he was. It wasn't far. 2008, he was Milwaukee.
Milwaukee, all right.
Okay. He was in Tampa 2009, 2010. That was the end of his career. So, Gabe, back in the day. But, yeah, the Yankees fans just, and it was easily 60%, if not 70%.
Well, that's the story. That's what we're going to talk about today.
And look, the Phillies are 19th in the league in overall attendance, and you get why, but I did not like that last night.
But do we get why? They're 19th in attendance, and they're a lot better than 19th to watch.
Yeah.
They're a surprise team, and we need to go deep inside this.
Well, I thought you had a great point yesterday. Like, is this when the buzz comes? And I think it was people kind of took it lightly, like, what's he mean? But I heard you. I was like, wow, this team's 7 games over 500. Surprisingly, unbelievably surprisingly.
Like,
and there is no buzz.
Like, there was a walk-up when you guys talked about it, there was a walk-up, and it was all Yankee fans.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's disheartening, because I thought the Yankees would bring out the Phillies fans.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I knew there would be a lot of Yankees fans. Like, I said it yesterday at, what, 40%?
Yeah, and we were low.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And if I'm thinking, well, you know, maybe 60-40 Phillies fans, but, like, it would be a sellout, it would be crowded, and tons of Phillies fans. And I thought they would bring them out.
I mean, they were starting Let's Go Yankees chants, and, like, I actually started booing at one point, and but, like, it was tough to overcome the Yankees fans that were there. Like, a couple Phillies fans started, like, chiming in and going, oh, I said, boo, but it was tough to overcome. Like, you had to wait for them to we were getting drowned out.
Like, last night, and it was what, about 5 o'clock last night, so 2 hours before game time, and the walk-in line, Jamie and I looked at, we're like, oh, my God, it was 70-30. I mean, right? 70-30 Yankees fans, easy. And that's just in one section. There was hundreds of people there. Yeah. It wasn't like around. There was hundreds of people waiting to get in, and it was 70-30 Yankees.
Yeah, it was alarming. I didn't like it.
Well, we really need to get into the bottom of what will pique people's interests. I mean,
at this point, I don't know what.
We talked about the month of June. Well, they not only survived the month of June, but won 4 straight series.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, seriously.
They thrived.
So
With a bullpen that you shouldn't be thriving with.
Right. So they win 4 straight series, and the Yankees come to town. Now, and school's out.
Yeah. And the Nationals are next.
Right. And it's beautiful weather.
Yeah, last night was gorgeous.
Oh, it was perfect. Like, did you see the sunset last night?
Of course.
It was like gorgeous, and there was this awesome breeze, perfect weather. It was a great night. Great night.
So all that, shouldn't that equal, you know, a ton of Phillies fans?
Yep. And I don't think it's going to get better these next 2 nights.
No, clearly it's not. And I don't even know what's going to get them excited about this ball club.
Yeah.
I don't even know, truthfully, if, and I hate to say this, you know, they're going to be good and people jump on a bandwagon, but is baseball just a bandwagon sport to the masses? Wow. I mean, that's stuff I want to talk about.
So you think we're, because, you know, 2008, 2009, 2010, it was always, oh, this is still a baseball town, this is still a baseball town, and you felt it, but you think we're more of a football town now than we are a baseball town?
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I just,
because the Phillies fell to third on my pecking order. It's an ever-changing, you know, order, you know, during that run.
I got news for you. On some people's pecking order,
fourth?
They're fourth.
That's crazy to me, but I, you know, those Flyers diehards, I get it.
You're a hardcore Flyers fan, which is fair.
Yeah, some people have them one, you know.
Right. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't think it's crazy. It is
to me, and I'm sure to you guys too, because baseball's usually, outside of soccer, the first sport you play as a kid.
Right.
It's kind of one of the things you fall in love with as a kid. And
I'm kind of worried, not that it's, you know, not to be overly dramatic, it's going to go away or whatever, but there is an issue that's going on
that
we need to discuss, because I swore last night was the night it comes back. Like, all right.
Well,
that's what I meant by the spark.
Thanks
for picking up on that.
Yeah, I was with you thinking the Phillies fans would be like, all right, we're not going to let them dominate, so we're going to be the 70-30, not the Yankees. And yeah,
didn't you expect, I mean, at worst, I expected, you know, 60-40, I don't know, maybe 50-50, but.
Oh, by the way, next time your New York buddy says something to you, just remind him the Yankees won 89 games that year and missed the playoffs. So they want to say the Rays weren't real. They choked.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe that's your retort.
Yeah.
Well, in other non-Phillies news, 2 of your sons had big nights.
I know. I was very excited.
Yeah.
Very,
Ben takes home the rookie of the year
this morning.
Is he going to put that on the mantle?
Proud papa today.
Yes.
And then Carson gets voted number 3 player in the league by his peers.
I got to talk about this. So
it feels good, doesn't it?
It feels awesome. You made a great point, because we're not used to an Eagle being that high. Because even during the good years, we always had, like, the offensive lineman.
Yeah.
Or the linebacker.
Runyon would be the best player at, like, number 17.
Right.
We're not used to top 5 guys.
No.
And it was.
No, he's a top 5 guy.
When I saw the screenshot on Twitter last night of the top 10, I just kind of, like, stared at it and smiled, and I went, that's our quarterback, man.
Hey, ask you guys one question.
That's my quarterback.
I think that list was a little wacky.
How so?
Like, to me, number one's not Brady. And it's not Carson either. Number one's Rodgers. How is Rodgers 10?
I guess he's missed, what, two, less 4 or 5 years? So maybe people almost like, because he missed. He was out last year.
Before that, he's making the throw of the sidelines.
I know.
From the shoe tops.
Best throw ever.
I mean, and hitting two Hail Marys.
Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll get into that. I'm sure we'll get into the Yankees fans taking over.
That's the story today.
I can't tell you how much disdain I had for those people last night.
I can hear it. I feel it, bro.
I just was so irked in our stadium.
And one other thing. We have a mystery on our hands.
Uh-oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Who poisoned Eitan? We'll get to the bottom of it.
Thanks for listening to the Fanatic at 5. Bob, pleasure to have you in with me this morning.
Thanks for having me, James.
For the Russian who is mysteriously ill. But I am Jamie Lynch. The morning show with Anthony and Bob is coming up next on the other side. Fanatic Sports Times 555.